This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The latest stats show passenger numbers have decreased slightly through Friday, the second day of the Chinese National Day holiday, but transportation remains under considerable pressure across the country. Vehicle flow is dropping by around 20% compared with Thursday. 244 extra trains were added, and railway authorities estimate 11 million passengers traveled by rail on Friday. The airlines say Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou remain the busiest with travelers, while coastal cities and well-known scenic areas also experience large crowds as well. China's National Meteorological Center has upgraded the alert level for the approaching typhoon Mujie. The orange alert is the second highest on the four-tier system in China. Mujie, which is currently packing winds of around 130 kilometers per hour at the center, has moved into the northern area of the South China Sea. Still tracking toward the eastern coast of Hainan, forecasters are warning the typhoon is going to bring heavy gales to the coastal regions of Guangdong, Hainan, and Guangxi in the coming 2 days. The Chinese government promising stronger ties with Singapore. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made this suggestion in a note of congratulations sent to Singapore's president to mark the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also sent off a message to his counterpart Lee Hsien Loong. Authorities overseeing the construction of the world's largest radio telescope in southern China say the electric wiring stage of the process has now been completed. The completion of the electric wiring on the massive project in Guizhou is a critical stage in powering the 500-meter-wide spherical radio telescope. FAST, as the project is dubbed, is expected to be finished sometime next year. Once completed, Chinese scientists say the telescope will help mankind better understand the origins of our universe. FAST is going to be the largest telescope in the world, surpassing the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico, which is 300 meters in diameter. A photo exhibition connected to the Silk Road has opened at the University of Hawaii. The exhibition itself, featuring pictures of the natural scenery along the ancient route, as well as photos outlining the history and culture along the trading path. Silk Road trading route dates back to some 200 BCE. However, its zenith was during the Tang Dynasty in China, dating from the 6th to 10th centuries, with the then Chinese capital Chang'an, present-day Xi'an, as the eastern terminus. The exhibition at the University of Hawaii comes as the Chinese government presses forward with the 21st century version of it, known as the Silk Road Economic Belt and Maritime Route. Chinese authorities have launched a crackdown on fake overseas driver's licenses. The Ministry of Public Security says police have been dealing with a slew of crimes associated with either fake entry and exit documents or overseas driver's licenses. The crackdown is targeting intermediary agents and tourism services, which are offering driver's licenses in outside countries in a very short time. Holding a foreign driver's license makes it much easier to obtain a Chinese driver's license. At least 30 people are confirmed dead and several hundred others still missing following a landslide on the outskirts of the Guatemalan capital, Guatemala City. Officials are warning the death toll is likely to rise as some 600 are still unaccounted for. Around 125 homes were leveled after heavy rains brought down the slide on a hill around 15 kilometers east of Guatemala City. 34 people have been pulled out alive. Countries, including the United States and Cuba, have offered assistance. 18 people are dead and over 40 others hurt following a series of explosions in two different towns outside Nigeria's capital, Abuja. The bombing comes a day after 14 people were killed and 39 others injured in multiple blasts in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Islamic militant group Boko Haram is being blamed for both attacks. 13 weapons have been recovered from the gunman responsible for the mass shooting in a U.S. community college in Roseburg, Oregon on Thursday. 10 people were killed, including the shooter himself. Officials say all of the weapons had been purchased legally. Australian authorities are suggesting terrorism is a likely factor in the fatal shooting of a civilian police employee on Friday. 17-year veteran Curtis Chung was gunned down outside a local police detachment on Friday afternoon by a 15-year-old. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has issued a statement saying they believe it was an act of politically motivated violence. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.